Re-elected the Minnesota Farmers Union President Gary Wordish. Again, congratulations on your re-election, Gary.
Well, thank you, Mick. It's been a pleasure to serve farmers, members of Farmers Union and family farmers. So it's been a pleasure to serve and advocate for them, both at state and national policy. We're all aware of the struggles facing family farm agriculture now, and there's an important role for the family farm organization, Minnesota Farmers Union, to play as we advocate for policies that will help family farmers in rural communities.
What were the policy issues that you talked about over the weekend?
Well, policy-wise, that's the grassroots basis of importance of our membership, where the membership actually comes together starting at county levels and then now at state level and debate policy. And that's what comes out of the convention that goes in our policy book, and that gives us the orders, or that's what we use as we advocate for policy state and national levels. And, the big issues on the federal level is still you got the trade agreements, you still got the China one hanging over us. That's the big one, too. And then, as I expressed to this U.S. Secretary Sonny Perdue last summer at Farm Fest, that's the big elephant in the room. We all agree that, that's maybe they aren't doing things the way they should be, but, we need to get that solved. And, we really need to try and bring a coalition of other countries along with us on that. But, sounds like we make progress. It's kind of like a yo-yo. We'll have press statements, press announcements coming that, we're moving forward, and we're going to have a phase one, and then a little bit later we take a step back, and it's really been bouncing all over the place. But that is a big thing that really needs to get settled, and frankly, I'm not real optimistic that we're going to be able to get that settled in the near time future. And that the longer that drags on, the more it hurts our farmers in rural communities. And bottom line is the farmers, we just want our markets back. We want to be restored as a reliable trading partner around the world.
And in the same category is the USMCA, which looks like, it may not happen in 2019.
No, I'm a little more optimistic on that one. That I don't know if we'll get it in 2019, but I think, they've been working hard to try and get some fixes put in it. But I think that one, we're a little more optimistic that we can get that one solved. But, we hear a lot of press. And Farmers Union, we've really taken a position to sit back and try and see what the final form of the agreement is. There's a couple things. You got the trade and environment, or the environment and labor, issues. If that's not really fixed, we end up just shifting a lot of our production or a lot of our jobs into Mexico. But the one that people don't really know a lot about is the prescription drug piece that got inserted by our U.S. negotiators, which shows the dominance and the power of the big pharma in the United States. But what that does, it really ties the hands of our U.S. Congress to negotiate or pass legislation lowering prescription drug prices. We definitely got to get that fixed. And that, not too many people are aware of that. It really grants the power of pricing of our prescription drugs to the large pharmaceuticals. And, as farmers, as we're struggling just with the low prices and the weather issues or problems that we have, just trying to make ends meet, we can't lock in high healthcare costs, because that's the other issue, that for healthcare costs, whether it's prescription drugs or insurance, that's just unsustainable. So including that piece in the trade bill, which has never happened before, that's very unfortunate. We're hopeful we can get those issues worked out, and I know both sides of the aisle are working hard trying to come to a compromise and get that fixed. So that's it's important to get that done. We're operating under the current NAFTA agreement, and the new USMCA there's a few changes to it, but our overall exports to the mother countries haven't been increased a lot. And right now we're operating under zero tariffs for both countries anyway. So, it's really not a big improvement. It's some improvement. You got to acknowledge that. But if we lock in the prescription drug piece, for one example, that really sets us back and actually puts family farmers in a worse position. So hopefully we can come to an agreement and get that stuff fixed, and look forward to getting that one completed in a form that really helps not only our family farmers, but the other two countries too. On a state level, we talked a lot about bonding issues in Minnesota, it's a bonding year this coming year. The importance of having a strong bonding year in using Minnesota, with the low interest rates in Minnesota's strong financial condition, that we invest not only in broadband in rural Minnesota, but get a good good bonding infrastructure needs for rural Minnesota.
Gary, again, congratulations on being reelected as president of the Minnesota Farmers Union for another two-year term.
Yes, that's correct. Well, thank you, Mick. It's been a pleasure to talk to you.
And there you have visits with all four reelected presidents here at this past weekend's conventions.